listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and forgiveness, I think, is maybe one of the hardest things for people to master in their lives. There's all different ranges of forgiveness, and certainly all types of things that need to be forgiven. But we have a very special guest in studio. Brian Larson is joining us today, and he has a remarkable story. Something was done to him when he was a child that drastically affected not only his future, but the future of his family as well. And now, as an adult, he's been able to finally forgive the man responsible. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
And first, I should, little disclaimer, we go way back. We went to high school together. So thank you for coming
yes,
in.
Yeah.
First, just tell me a little bit about your story.
Well, when I was nine, my father was killed, and it was related to his business, but it was a shock to all of us because my father was a great man and everyone loved him.
He was a very successful businessman and entrepreneur, correct?
He was. He owned his own business with a partner, and they were doing very well.
And he would invest in different buildings and real estate and then turn those buildings around, is my
understanding. Yeah, that was part of his business and kind of a secondary part. He was a general contractor, and when this happened, it was actually one of the buildings that they had taken over due to bankruptcy.
So just to give a little bit of background on the situation, his father and his business partner purchased this building. They were in the process of kind of turning it around, and the previous owner confronted him. He was quite upset that he had lost the building and confronted him. And what happened from there?
So my father and several others were in the building at the time, and he came in guns blazing and
literally guns blazing,
and he opened fire right there in front of everyone, and it was something that to this day, until a couple months ago, I had always thought, why did that have to happen?
Because this set your life on a different course. Certainly.
Absolutely.
As a very young child. 9 years old, I've actually heard, is one of the most impressionable ages to lose a parent, whether it's through divorce or through death or something like that. So how did that change your childhood from that point going forward?
It was interesting because from that point forward, I kind of became the man of the house. My older brother, he was just about to graduate from high school. He left on a mission shortly after this happened. And, you know, it was me, my mom, and three sisters. And it came down to me to do all the what's known as the man stuff, and that was difficult at times. I had to learn a lot that I don't think I would have learned otherwise.
You look a lot like your father too. Do you hear that? From the pictures that I've seen of him, you guys look a lot alike.
I've heard that on occasion, yeah.
What kind of man was your father? Can you tell me about him?
So he was your typical Mormon father. I mean, he was as religious as you could imagine. And at the time that he was killed, he was in the stake presidency. He was 39 at the time. He had been bishop, and I think at this point he'd been in the stake presidency for some time. And everyone just loved him. And to this day, I hear stories from people that I run into on the street. They're like, wait a second, you're Bruce Larson's son? I knew him. He helped me do this, or he gave me this, or he got me through this. And the stories that I hear are just fantastic, and stories that I wouldn't have heard if I didn't run into these people, but everyone knew him and loved him.
So even as a 9-year-old, you very much looked up to your father.
Yeah, and I think at that age, I didn't have the time to really look up to him because I was still young. You know, he was my dad, but I didn't know what character was like at that point. It was just, hey, yeah, you know, he's doing really well in business and a great person. He and my mother had a fabulous relationship.
So the man who shot your father, there were a lot of witnesses, obviously. There was not a lot of question about who had killed your father. He was taken into custody and proceeded to serve a prison sentence. Can you tell me about his sentence and the way that he served?
Yeah, he was sentenced, and it was originally he received 6 years to life. And at the time we thought, how in the world can he only get 6 years to life for killing someone? And, you know, I think it was hard for some of us to think, well, why wouldn't he just get a life sentence for killing someone? But that was what the court decided.
He ended up going on to serve his sentence and then ended up in some sort of care facility. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So near the end of his life, his health was deteriorating, and the state passed, I don't know what they did exactly, but allowing for terminally ill inmates to be taken into a care facility to basically finish out their life. And at that time, he was moved into a care facility. And what I found out from his family later on is this was some of the greatest time that they were able to have with him while he was in that care facility. They didn't have to jump through hoops to try to visit. So it was good for his family as well as him, I'm sure.
Very unique name. His name was Captain Nemo.
Yes.
Right? You've carried this for a very long time. I mean, this is something that has affected your family's life, your life very greatly, and it was always kind of hanging, right? It kind of always was there and lurking, and you had a lot of anger about what he had done to you and your family.
Absolutely. I at times, you know, I felt vengeful. I wanted to get back at him for what he had done and wondered why it had to happen, and it was painful a lot of times. I just thought to myself, why? You know, this wasn't necessary. He could still be here, and I'd have a completely different life, and that I didn't get to have that.
But something happened fairly recently that changed everything around. What happened?
So I can't remember exactly when. It was a couple months ago. Captain Nemo passed away, and I was at work. My mom gave me a call and let me know that he had passed away. And my siblings and I each had very similar experiences, which we found out after the fact in talking. But that night, I went to bed, just normal night. I'd been thinking about it, obviously, because it was on my mind. And I had a dream about Captain Nemo, and it was of him passing to the other side. And what I saw in this dream was my father there with Captain Nemo. And it was a welcome. It was almost like he was welcoming him home, letting him know that my father had forgiven him for what had happened. And the most amazing part of this was I was able to see Captain Nemo in a different light. I was able to see him as a spirit individual versus his physical self who had committed this act. And seeing him in this spiritual realm was amazing because I was able to see that spiritually, he hadn't done this. Yes, his physical self had committed this act and had killed my father, but ultimately, he was going to be forgiven by our Heavenly Father, and that's when I realized that all the forgiveness that I'd learned about growing up, I could let this go, and I could really forgive him at this point.
What was your first thought when you opened your eyes after this dream?
It was interesting. My first thought was that I needed to share this with people. And I don't do much on Facebook or my social media accounts, but I actually woke up and I think I did it fairly early in the morning so that the thoughts were still with me. But I posted what my experience was on Facebook and had an outpouring of response from all of my friends who knew me, some who had no idea that this had happened when I was a child. And it was great to see how this affected other people.
That's where I saw it because we're Facebook friends from high school. And I saw this on your Facebook page. And my first thought was, that's a big thing to forgive. Somebody taking your father from your life that walked you down a different path than you had gone down otherwise. That's a big thing to forgive and let go of. And you were able to do it.
It wasn't easy. But I had the background and the support from my family growing up. My mother always taught us that we needed to forgive. And early on, I believe that she had forgiven Captain Nemo for what had happened. And she taught us that we needed to forgive as a family. And I always felt like I had forgiven him. But it wasn't until this experience where I really understood true forgiveness and knew that not only was I forgiving him, but he has that ability to be forgiven by Heavenly Father. It's not my job to say, hey, that you're forgiven. That's Heavenly Father's job, but it's all of our job to forgive.
Have you thought about what you would say to him if you had the opportunity to tell him something right now?
In the past, yes, I'd had several thoughts of what I would say to him, but I don't think any of those apply anymore because I have forgiven him and I understand where he's at and that he has the ability to learn more at this point. And I believe my father will be a big influence in what he's learning.
Now it would be a different conversation than
Absolutely.
It would have been before.
Absolutely.
And what would you say to your dad if you could talk to him?
I think there's so much that I'd want to say to him and find out and learn more about, but I don't think there's one specific thing that I would ask him.
Do you feel like this dream was sort of a gift to you? Not yes. just to Captain Nemo and his family, but also to you moving forward.
Yes. I think it was not only to me, but each of my siblings had very similar experiences, not necessarily in the form of a dream, but we all had that same experience where we felt that he was going to be forgiven and that all was well.
What do you think you'll tell your children about this experience and about forgiveness as they grow older?
I think the biggest thing that I can impress on them is that they need to forgive no matter what the situation is. There's a lot of small things in our lives that we want to hold grudges about, and it's easy to hold grudges. And I had in a small way done so for 25 years until I was able to let this go.
And finally, there are probably a lot of our listeners who are dealing with forgiveness, whether it's they need to be forgiven or they are having a really hard time forgiving someone else for something small or something big. I doubt anything quite as big as what you've gone through. But what if you could give them a little piece of advice, what would you tell them?
I think the biggest thing that I could say to anyone is think about what it's doing to yourself. What can you gain by holding a grudge versus letting that go and really forgiving who has hurt you?
Such wonderful advice. Brian Larson, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jen.
I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.